Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight. So there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
MHD2 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
This is Bob Costas, not Kostos, but you are listening to Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and you, here on Westwood One Sports. First hour of the show, super duper fun, talking about Malik Nabers' return to practice for the New York Football Giants and why he holds the key to any Giants' success this season. We talked about North Carolina football and the disaster that that has become with the statement put out about Michael Lombardi and the school's investigation into Lombardi, and how the most pathetic thing for Bill Belichick at North Carolina, not the losses on the field, not the Michael Lombardi situation, but the apathy around the program. We got into the San Francisco 49ers, Ricky Pearsall hurt again, and what that means for San Francisco this season. The New Orleans Saints losing Brian Brisi for the season to a torn ACL. We will get to the Cincinnati Bengals and the injury for Shamar Stewart, why that matters for the Bengals defense. We'll talk some Cleveland Browns. The Browns keep extending players in their secondary on defense. I believe I have the answer as to why. We'll do some Major League Baseball and college football as well, with Big Ten Media Days raging right now in Chicago. But joining us right now to talk some Major League Baseball ahead of the trade deadline, one of our favorites, friend of the show, former MLB general manager, MLB Network Radio, MLB Network, TSN, the great Steve Phillips on Twitter at Steve Phillips GM. I am sure at 10:02 a.m. Eastern on this Thursday that he is well caffeinated. Steve, welcome back to the show. Your pal Nick Kostos, what's up?
Hey, Nick, what's going on? And yeah, everything's good here. And yes, I've had some Celsius, I've had some coffee, and so I'm good to go.
I would love if you're the best man. I would love if you could expound. This is like Bill Clinton, and I would love to know what the definition of some is here when we're talking some Celsius and some coffee.
Right. So I've had one can of Celsius and then two large coffees this morning, and you know, like the Dunkin' Donuts large coffees, and so. You know, like, look, when you get up early like we do, I mean, I'm up at you know, 4:45 in the morning to get ready for the show, and from 7 to 10, and, you know, I got a shower, and, you know, I can't just, like, I used to be able to do the radio show from home, and I could be in sweats and not have to shower before the show, but now that we're on TV simulcast in the last hour, you got to get prettied up each day, so You got to get up early for all that stuff.
What time do you go to bed?
Generally between 11 and midnight. I don't get much sleep.
It's tough, man.
Tough. You know, then what happens is that no matter what, because of the amount of caffeine that I consume, at about 2:30, my eyes close no matter what I'm doing. I could be driving on I-95 and my eyes close. And so I put that out there as a warning to anybody. Tomorrow I'll be driving back from Connecticut or from New Jersey to Connecticut. And so if you're on I-95, anywhere in the, 2 to 4 time frame, beware. I'm just saying, enter at your own risk.
Have you ever thought I promise we'll talk baseball in a second. Have you ever thought of doing comedy? Like I mean this sincerely, you're very funny and your deadpan delivery is very funny.
No, I appreciate that. I have not. Now, generally, what happens on our show is I make a joke and nobody laughs because that's become the thing. They don't want to honor the humor in anything. And so they make me beg for the jokes and the laughs and everything else. So it works. I mean, I do beg. I do always say every once in a while, say, by the way, I'll be appearing at the Chuckle Hut all week long here in Secaucus, New Jersey. If you're around, be sure to stop by and see me.
I'm being serious. Like, I think this is like an exceptionally criminally underrated sense of humor from our friend Steve Phillips. All right. Purpose of this interview, we could talk comedy all day. Let's get into some Major League Baseball. So, this Tarik Skubal, Steve, start yesterday for the Tigers. I mean, Hollywood couldn't have scripted this better. Leaves with a 7-0 lead. Tigers lose the game. Trade deadline coming up in a couple days here. ESPN's Jeff Passan, one of your colleagues in the baseball media, saying last night, like, the Tigers are going to trade Tarik Skubal. Before we get to the potential teams that could trade for Skubal, do you agree with Jeff Passan? Have you heard similar? Like, what would Steve Phillips say right now is the percent chance that Tarik Skubal is dealt at some point in between now and Monday's trade deadline?
Yeah, I think it's probably 100% at this point. I think they have to trade them. They're 4.5 out. They're 7 games under 500. There are 11 teams with better records than them in the American League. They're not playing like a playoff team. And so I think it makes sense for them to do it. And remember, it's not just trading Skubal, because they're going to trade Casey Mize, who's going to bring it back a nice return. He's one of the better pitchers available. And then they're going to trade Kenley Jansen, they're going to trade Gleyber Torres. And so they got a chance to bring back, 10 to 12 prospects that could dramatically turn things around. And here's the thing, the Troy Melton kid in their rotation is an ace. And they're going to get Jackson Job, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, back later this summer from Tommy John. They have Framber Valdez. And so they're not that far away from, at least having a good pitching staff next year. That even with trading Skubal, it's going to refortify their farm system in a way with major league ready talent and upper level talent. So it's the right thing for them at the time. And, holding on to him right now, I think, would be malpractice. It's what I thought a few years back when the Angels held on to Ohtani. I was like, this is malpractice for an organization. Because not only did they hold Ohtani back then, well, they could have gotten, five, top flight prospects like the Soto deal was back in the day. But they also, they went on to trade to buy at that time frame and gave up 10 prospects. And so it was like a net minus 15 prospects for them when they made that mistake. And so it's the right thing for the Tigers to do this. And it'll also be the thing that allows them to win the most games for the most number of years by trading him at this point.
I was actually, just as an aside, we'll get to, I was thinking this week, like, is Artie Moreno like the worst owner in sports, the owner of the Angels? We don't have to talk about that. It doesn't really matter for right now. But I was literally thinking that like 2 days ago. And then you brought up the Ohtani situation from a couple years ago. So you heard it there from Steve Phillips, who's as plugged in as it gets. 100% chance in Steve's mind. Jeff Passan said the same thing, that Tarik Skubal is going to get dealt in between now and the deadline. We can talk about other teams, Steve, that could be in the mix for Tarik Skubal. But if I made you right now, pencil, not pen, we don't know what it's going to be. But if I made you guess right now, or maybe you have really strong conviction on it, who lands Tarik Skubal in between now and Monday?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Milwaukee Brewers. I think the Dodgers are going to be
not
in, by the
Dodgers.
Way. I think the Dodgers will be in. But I don't think that they're going to go too far down the road to be able to get them. But I think they're going to be in on it. because they're going to get Snell and Glasnow back, but you can't trust them. And but the Dodgers, if the Dodgers want them, they can put together a better package than the Brewers can. They could, if the Dodgers wanted Mason Miller and Tarek Skubal, they've got the farm system to get both of them. Now, the Brewers have an excellent farm system, too. But I think the Brewers are going to make the most aggressive play on it. The Rays are going to be in, too. The Braves will be in. The Phillies have called. The Cubs don't have the farm system to be able to do it. But I'm going to say the Brewers, you know, they're promising to go all in. And so I'm going to think that they're going to get him. What Skubal, the word is on the street that his preference is Dodgers, obviously. But I'm going to give it to the Brewers, although the Dodgers will be right there.
Let's assume, and obviously I'm sure the Dodgers will do something even if they don't trade for Tarek Skubal. But let's just assume for the purposes of this question, the Milwaukee Brewers trade for Tarek Skubal. With Tarek Skubal, and that, I think that's fun, like, because it kind of feels almost like the Sabathia situation right in 2008. Maybe not the same right thing when Milwaukee traded for Sabathia and he walked to the Yankees the next offseason. If the Milwaukee Brewers trade for Tarek Skubal, who wins the National League?
Dodgers, probably. But I think for the Brewers, you know, their problem is that they're ranked 30th in home runs and like 4th in runs scored. But that doesn't, that, and the numbers don't really jive, right? In this era of three true outcomes, to be a top scoring team, you think you'd have to hit home runs. Now, they're great at manufacturing, but in the playoffs, when you're facing the best rotations and pitchers in the game, it's really hard to get 4 singles in an inning to put up 2 runs. It's just really hard to do that. And versus, you know, getting a guy on and getting a bloop or an error, then a guy hitting a home run, that's the way you're able to put up the crooked numbers. So I think there's some part of that problem for their offensive production that doesn't play all that well, but it's what they have to do over 162 games. It's just the way they play. So they need to outpitch the opposition in the playoffs. But I think at some point, you know, the Dodgers offense would find ways to score on the Brewers and they'd be able to take them down. So I still give the Dodgers the edge in that right now.
If it's not the Brewers, Steve, is it just the Dodgers then that trade for Skubal? Because I've seen Tampa floated out there, and I think, you know, in a wide-open, watered-down American League, and I'm a Yankee fan saying this, if the Rays get Tarek Skubal, just, like, put them in the World Series right now. Maybe you disagree with that, but if it's not the Brewers, is it the Dodgers or is it another team that would trade for Skubal?
Yeah, I think it's the Dodgers or the Rays, probably, if not the Brewers. Those seem to be the consensus teams that would go all in. Now, you know, for the Rays, it just feels like, you know, there's a point where they're going to stop. And there's a point where the Dodgers wouldn't have to stop. You know, Jesus Madé for the Brewers is one of the top prospects in all of baseball. In fact, he's rated number one in some of the rankings. He would probably have to go in the deal as part of it. Luis Lara, who's up at the big league club right now, has got a great plate discipline, might have to be in the deal. Now, the question is, would they give up Kyle Harrison in a trade like that? If you're the Tigers and you get Kyle Harrison back in a deal for Skubal, now Harrison's hurt right now, but if he's able to come back, then you're not in that less a spot than you were. I mean, certainly not Skubal, but he's not bad. Or Aaron Ashby, who's, you know, got like 12 wins out of the bullpen, who I think has starter stuff, could also be a factor for them. So, you know, there's some ways that that teams can go. But I think that Tampa Bay and the LA Dodgers, if not the Brewers, are the likely candidates.
Am I may be missing something here because I'm not as ensconced in this world, Steve, as you are. But if it's true that the Dodgers can just, they can put out an offer that maybe blows everybody out of the water, potentially. And if Skubal's preference is to go to the Dodgers, why wouldn't the Dodgers do this? Like, I'm sure there's a good reason, but it feels like to me like you're trying to go back to back to back for the first time since the Yankees, 98 to 2000. Why wouldn't the Dodgers do this?
Yeah, I think the only reason they might not is that, you know, Freddie Freeman's getting older, Betts is getting older, Muncy's getting older, and, you know, Tucker's not been great, Teoscar Hernandez getting older, and, you know, they've got some real good upper-level offensive players that are likely going to be needed to replace the aging players here in the short term. And so it would really be, can we win it without going all in? We've already won 2, so can we win it? You know, we've got the best record, so we certainly have a shot of doing it the way we are. But should we keep some guys to continue the long run of success and keep our business plan matched up with our baseball plan moving forward. And, you know, if they're going to have to get payrolls down because of salary cap at some point, having young players available to them is going to be important to have to do that. So there's a number of reasons why they might not do it. But you know what? To win a third championship in a row and to be a dynasty, I wouldn't be completely shocked if they did.
I thought that was a really interesting take, and I think you explained it really well, why the Dodgers think they may be able to win without him this year and keep that stockpile of prospects as some of these players age out. I also agree with the last thing you said. If I were them, I would go for three in a row and just become legendary and get this dynasty really rolling. Speaking of, well, I guess, formerly dynastic teams, the New York Yankees send my blood pressure skyrocketing on a nightly basis, especially when Aaron Boone addresses the media. We don't have to get to that for right now. But expectations, Steve, for what the Yankees might do heading into the deadline?
Yeah, well, they're all in on Mason Miller, for sure. And if he's going to be moved, they'll want to be in on it. And I think that A.J. Preller's not going to trade Mason Miller for a prospect. He could do that at any time. I mean, they're two games out of the wild card spot. I think that if he trades Mason Miller, he's going to want major league ready talent in return. And the Yankees can provide that for him. They can provide a starting pitcher back in the deal in a Warren or a Weathers. They could provide an outfielder back in the deal in a Spencer Jones, who's from San Diego, or a Dominguez. They could also give up George Lombard Jr., who I know they would prefer not to do, but you know, he's not Leo DeVries, who the Padres gave up. And they do have guys filling in at short, and they've got one of the better records in the American League, even though Lombard kid's going to be pretty good. They have Elmer Rodriguez at AAA, who there's a lot of people really like a lot there, but who could go to the big leagues in San Diego because they need starting pitching and they need offense. So they could put together a package that could satisfy the Padres still having a chance to win this year. Because it's addressing the areas of real need where they could actually replace Miller in their bullpen with Jeremiah Estrada or Adrian Morejone and be just fine. But I think that's where they go. And I think that the Yankees are going to look for offense too, understanding that, you know, they're going to get guys back, but they're not going to be back until probably sometime in September, and Judge, Stanton, and Bellinger. And so in the meantime, maybe adding to the offensive production there, I can see a Dalton Varsho potentially being a guy that can play all three outfield positions. And when everybody's healthy, he might be the guy you play in center instead of Grisham because of his at-bats are better and his defense is better. But I think that Luis Arraez's name has come up in connection with the Yankees, where they would probably move Chisholm back to third. But I think that the Yankees, Brian Cashman, is going to be aggressive. Plus, he needs to really address that bullpen. If not at the end, then fortifying it in front of Bednar.
Last one here, Steve, about a minute for the answer. I'm going to give you a couple teams. You tell me which one you think might make a big splash at the deadline and why. The Boston Red Sox, who traded for Curtis Meade and then lost him, gets hit by a pitch and fractures his wrist. The Boston Red Sox, the Atlanta Braves, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Chicago Cubs. Which of those teams do you think makes a splash and why in about 60 seconds?
Yeah, I think probably the Atlanta Braves. I think Alex Anthopoulos has done it before in Toronto, traded for David Price and Troy Tulowitzki at the deadline. He's avoided having to go big at times in Atlanta, but he remembers what happened last year, and he knows you're not promised next year. And they are who they are right now. Chris Sale's window is winding down. He's at top form. They need another ace starter to go with him. So they could get in on Scooble. I don't know if they have the farm system to do it, but I think Alex is going to really address his starting pitching. I think that they're going to further fortify the bullpen. They may add another bat to it, but I think that Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves are going to try to put themselves in a position to knock off the Dodgers.
Steve, you're the best. Appreciate it. Stay caffeinated. I know you will. Good luck on I-95, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, Nick. Thanks so much.
I love him. What a great guy. Very funny. Just don't fall asleep behind the wheel. At Steve Phillips, GM, MLB Network Radio, MLB Network, and TSN. For the first time ever, he called me by my name in a radio spot. Now we are officially friends. All right. On the other side, we have a treat for everybody. A friend of mine for two decades is going to join the show to talk some SummerSlam this weekend from the WWE, the host of Busted Open Radio on the newly minted WWE Radio on our friends at SiriusXM. Dave LaGreca joins us next here on You Better You Bet.
Seahawks QB Baker Mayfield doesn't have a new contract, and D lineman Vita Vea requested a trade. Will the Bucs stars be jumping ship? Westwood One Sports.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide and services to showcase your invention. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA. SKYRIZI is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to SKYRIZI, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
DQ presents Being a Miracle Maker. Making a difference in your community has never been easier because July 30th is Miracle Treat Day at DQ. You buy a Blizzard Tree at participating locations and DQ will donate a dollar or more to Children's Miracle Network to benefit your local children's hospital. So on July 30th, buy a Blizzard Tree and be a Miracle Maker, a Blizzard Eating Hero, doing their part on Miracle Treat Day. July 30th, DQ. Happy tastes good.
I did ask for help. Didn't ask to be thrown in the streets.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this.
And Covenant House was there for me.
This unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to SafePlace.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp. Whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat. Or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight. So there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Trial, paid for by Sheer Science.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
You Better You Bet Thursday, Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos and you. And joining us right now on the show, a very special guest. I mean, friend of mine for two decades, And that is the truth. I could not be happier and prouder for anyone's success than I am for this guy that's joining us right now. And if you're a pro wrestling fan, you absolutely know who he is. He is the host of Busted Open, which is the premier wrestling show on radio, in podcast form, in this country, and in the world. And this past week was a monumental week in the history of Busted Open Radio on SiriusXM, because this week, the channel, Pro Wrestling Nation, became WWE Radio, partnering with World Wrestling Entertainment. And I was around literally at the beginning when he and I worked together at SiriusXM. I know how much work, the blood, the sweat, and tears went into this for my friend Dave LaGreca, that now today, we can say on Thursday, July 30th, ahead of SummerSlam weekend 2026, WWE Radio, channel 156 on SiriusXM. And just to remind our audience, starting September 1st this year, 23 of Odyssey's biggest sports stations will be available on SiriusXM as the partnership between Odyssey and SiriusXM grows even stronger. And Dave joins me now here, weekdays 9 to noon Eastern, Busted Open Radio on WWE Radio. What's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show.
I love it. And I got to tell you this, this is amazing. This moment right here for two guys, you know, working together like you did and I, hand to hand, shoulder to shoulder with NFL radio and never knowing about what our future was going to be on air. And now you and I making it and now being a guest on your show. I couldn't be happier right now. I mean, this is really a moment that we really worked so hard to accomplish. And here we are. And now I'm a guest on your show. This is amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And SummerSlam is going to be amazing this weekend. And something else that's amazing, without giving away the gory details, is it fair or unfair to say that if social media existed 15 years ago, a lot of us in the media like may not be employed still? Because, I mean, we partied hard on the road, man, at some of these Super Bowls for NFL radio, etc. We had some wild times, my friend.
We were rock stars, man, or at least we acted like we were rock stars, you know? And, yeah, it's social media has its good things. Social media has its bad things. Obviously, you know, social media and people on social media are going to make their judgment. And I completely understand it. It all comes from passion. You know this. Fans are passionate, but they may not know the whole story, but they act on emotion. And I think that's what makes fans fans. So it doesn't really bother me. But yeah, it's a completely different world because of social media.
So let's talk about it, my friend. SummerSlam this weekend. And for anyone out there listening or watching right now, you can listen to SummerSlam at every WWE PLE and every Raw and every SmackDown. You can listen to it in your car, on the app, on SiriusXM, WWE Radio, channel 156. So SummerSlam will be the first PLE broadcast on WWE Radio coming up this weekend. And look, you know me, the audience knows, I'm a lifelong pro wrestling fan just like you. And I have to say, I'm pretty jazzed as we move closer for this event. Dave, I think the big matches are absolutely tremendous. The two main events on Saturday and Sunday, Hell in a Cell, Brock Lesnar, Obafemi. What is your level of excitement coming up for SummerSlam? And then we'll talk some matches.
All right. I'm really excited because it's, first of all, it's about the journey. And, you know, people and fans like you and I argue about, was there a better way to get here? Or could they have done this? Could they have done that? But once you get to the event and you look at the matches and look at like what we're going to see on paper, this is going to be a huge SummerSlam in Minnesota. And Minnesota has a long tradition when it comes to professional wrestling. But if you look at the marquee matchups that we're going to see on both Saturday and Sunday, Nick, I'm very excited about what we're going to see across this weekend at SummerSlam.
What are the expectations for the final? I'm assuming the final match of the trilogy. Maybe there will be more with Brock Lesnar and Obafemi, Hell in a Cell in Brock Lesnar's hometown. My thought is Obafemi is going to win. Obafemi goes over, but maybe there's a curveball going to get thrown our way. Your expectations for this, a highly anticipated match?
Well, I'll tell you this. Earlier today on Busted Open, I got to speak to Triple H. And Triple H was.
That's a nice little humble brag there. I like how he's like,
hey, listen, man, WWE Radio.
Yeah.
Me and him are tight. We're like best friends now.
I love it.
You know? Like, he's going to have to listen to me every single morning when he's driving to Stamford, Connecticut and hear my rants. And by the way, Nick, just so you know that I'm not a fraud, I brought up WrestleMania 31 to Triple H, and I brought up about why would you have the NWO helping Sting at WrestleMania 31? But I digress.
Also, so, Sting should have gone over and Sting should have had a match against The Undertaker, and WWE absolutely blew that, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, we gotta focus on what's going to happen this week. So we're talking Obafemi and Brock Lesnar, and Triple H was saying that Brock Lesnar understands greatness, and Brock Lesnar has actually become a mentor. So he sat down with Oba. Like, there's a great respect, because I think Brock Lesnar knows that Obafemi is the future for the WWE. Nick, Obafemi is going to be your guy for the next 10 to 15 years in the WWE. And that starts this weekend at SummerSlam. This is a very important matchup. We thought Brock Lesnar was retired at WrestleMania, but that was just the first chapter of this trilogy.
Only the marks thought that, Dave. I knew that Brock was not retired. Only did you get caught? Did you mark out? Did you think he had actually retired?
I actually thought that by the time he got to the top of the entrance ramp, that something was going to happen, that we had to wait a little bit longer. But
yeah,
I was convinced, like you, that this was not the end.
Why would it be the end? Of course.
But now you have the rubber match. This needs to be a statement by Obafemi. We all know about Brock Lesnar. We know about the greatness of Brock Lesnar. But this may be the perfect time for Brock Lesnar to put over somebody like Obafemi in Minnesota, in his home, for Brock. But this needs to be a statement by Obafemi, and I think it will be. I think we're going to see. They had him beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. They had him win King of the Ring. I would be shocked if he's not winning the Royal Rumble and then being in a main event for a championship come WrestleMania next year. This is all part of the story of getting Obafemi to the next level.
I love it. And he's tremendous, and his walk to the ring and the music, and he's so over, and feels like everyone loves Obafemi, and I expect Obafemi, Dave, to win as well against Brock Lesnar this weekend. Go ahead.
And I'm going to say this. Like, you just mentioned it, that Obafemi is over. I think he's the most over wrestler in the WWE right now. I really do. The only person that comes close to me is Roman Reigns. But I think that Obafemi right now, in this moment, is the most over wrestler in the WWE.
Like, 100% approval rating. Because like Roman draws a reaction. I love Roman. I'll never boo Roman. But like some people will boo Roman, some cheer him. Who is booing Obafemi? Like, actually, nobody. Think about this. In like 2026 in America, where everybody hates everything, everybody loves Obafemi. And how rare that is, right? In pro wrestling or just in life.
There's two wrestlers that I got to give credit to right now that's tough to do in 2026. Obafemi to be over where everybody loves Obafemi, and Gunther where everybody hates Gunther. Nobody likes Gunther. Everybody hates him. And it's almost impossible to be a true heel in 2026. Gunther has been able to do it. So those are the two guys that I think are the most over in completely different directions, Obafemi and Gunther.
I want to give you an opinion on Gunther quickly that I think a lot of wrestling fans will agree with here. Now, the match against Nick Aldis this weekend, I expect to be good. They're both, I mean, of course, the match is going to be good. It just feels like, you know, when Gunther retires John Cena, and I love that, and all the people that are like, I can't believe John Cena tapped. Yeah, like of course he did. That's what happens, everybody. I expected Gunther to face Brock Lesnar this weekend. That was my thought at WrestleMania. It's going to be Gunther, Brock Lesnar. Of course, that's not what happened. And there are some, and I have to admit, Dave, that I'm not 100% in this camp, but I'm more in that camp than the other way. It kind of feels like, I don't want to say WWE's dropped the ball with Gunther, but it feels like there's been a missed opportunity here after he retired John Cena, where it kind of feels like maybe this should have been a little hotter for Gunther. Anything to be said for that?
I completely understand where you're coming from, and fans think it that way. I completely understand it. But I think the reason they did it was because of Obafemi. I don't think they thought Obafemi was going to get as over on the main roster as quickly as he did than what we've seen happen. I think you're right. I think I would have to think that their plan for SummerSlam this year was Gunther and Brock Lesnar. But because of Obafemi, they went and they pivoted in a completely different direction. And I think it was more important, Nick, for them to act on Obafemi now than to wait. Gunther's not going anywhere. They can easily reheat Gunther, no problem. But you had to capitalize on Obafemi, and they have. And that's why we have the situation that we have at SummerSlam.
I got to be honest with you, man. I actually agree with what you just said. I think you actually made a lot of sense there with what you said. And just last thing on Gunther here, just as wrestling fans, I'm curious if you agree with me on this opinion, because most wrestling fans disagree with me. I think this is pro wrestling 101 here, right? So Gunther retires John Cena. Gunther retires AJ Styles. There is going to be, I think at some point, because I think Triple H takes some inspiration from New Japan, from Japanese booking, right? Where there's going to be a retirement match, and everyone's going to expect Gunther's going to win, and he's going to lose. I think that's going to happen at some point in the next like year and a half, 2 years. You lend any credence to that, that Gunther could actually lose a retirement match? That would be like the ultimate curveball, I think, to the audience.
Yeah, especially if the person that you think is going to retire doesn't retire. Kind of going back to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I totally agree with you. I think you have some freedom with Gunther. Listen, I thought Gunther was going to be Cody and be your champion, and we'd be looking at Gunther being a champion. But here we are in a world where CM Punk is your champion and Roman Reigns is your champion. Like, a lot of people like to think that the WWE plays it safe and plays it in a predictable way. I think this past 6 months in the WWE has been anything but predictable. I think it's been unpredictable. So I think that the WWE likes that, and I totally go by what you're saying with Gunther. I totally agree that there's going to be a circumstance where you just assume something is going to happen and it's going to go in a complete opposite direction.
And that's the magic and the Shakespeare of pro wrestling when that happens. Yeah. When you think so, when you get fooled and you become a kid in those moments, that's when, for me, when pro wrestling reaches and becomes the ultimate art form. Our guest here on You Better You Bet is Dave LaGreca, the host of Busted Open Radio on the newly minted WWE Radio on Sirius XM, Channel 156. Odyssey and Sirius XM entering into an agreement starting September 1st. 23 of Odyssey's biggest sports stations will now also be heard on satellite radio for our friends at Sirius XM. You know, Dave, even the biggest WWE haters or people that love to criticize the product, I don't know what they can possibly say to these two main events on Saturday night and Sunday night. They're both spectacular. Both title matches, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes Saturday night, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and all the history there on Sunday night. Let's start with Punk Cody on Saturday and your expectations for that match.
I think it's a fantasy matchup. I'm a huge Cody Rhodes fan, but I love Punk as well. It's one of those matches where I think the crowd is going to be split in Minnesota. It's I think
you
it's
do.
Yes, I think it's going
I don't
to be
think
split
so.
50-50.
I don't right, think
you,
so.
You think it's going to be mostly Punk fans?
I think it's going to be like 90. I think that Cody Rhodes will be playing the role of John Cena from back in Cena's heyday here. And will listen, be like 95% Punk.
And listen, Cody has had to deal with that. Cody has had to deal with like what he says, I'm the visiting team.
Though I yeah, think worked out well for Cena. Like, worked out well yeah. for John Cena, right?
Like, I mean, you're talking, they call him the GOAT. They call him the greatest of all time for a reason. I don't, but people do. Not people I would want to share a beer with, but people do say he's the greatest of all time. Ric Flair is the greatest of all time. But anyway.
I'll go with Shawn Michaels, but we can agree to disagree. That's okay.
Listen, I totally get it. That's an argument for another show. But
yeah.
I think this is a fantasy matchup. I love the fact that Cody and Punk, their stories have run very parallel from one another. Cody left, but stayed in wrestling. Punk left and was so disillusioned and angry, he was gone from wrestling for over a decade. But they both left the WWE to bet on themselves, but now here they are back. So their stories are similar, but they couldn't be more different. Punk is a jean and t-shirt guy, where Cody's is a suit and tie guy. I like that. I love that aspect of it. And I think it's going to play out really well on Saturday for SummerSlam night number one in the main event. I think it's going to be a great match, but I also think it's just the beginning of the story. I think they're just going to scratch the surface on Saturday between these two.
give this to me, and because I want to talk Reigns Rollins here in the time we have remaining, but just like in 30 seconds, if that's true, right, that this, and I hope it is because they're both spectacular performers. It's the beginning of a long story with CM Punk and Cody Rhodes. Maybe you disagree with this, but I think it stands to reason that one of the guys should probably turn heel if that's the case because they're both baby faces. Maybe Punk's a little bit of a tweener, but way more of a baby face. Cody Rhodes is the ultimate white meat baby face in the John Cena vein. Does one of these guys need to turn heel, Dave? And do you think it potentially happens on Saturday night in about 30 seconds?
I think something has to happen with Cody soon when it comes to him. I think he's a natural heel. But I don't think Saturday's the right time for it to happen. It's almost there, but it's not quite there. But it could happen between him and Punk. I just don't think it's going to happen on Saturday.
I can't wait to watch it and listen to it coming up on WWE Radio Channel 156 on Saturday and Sunday, SummerSlam. And with that, oh man, if you're a wrestling fan like I am, like Dave is, this Roman Reigns-Seth Rollins rivalry, this has been going on for a decade with these two. And Reigns, it feels like, with the exception of WrestleMania 31 and the cash-in and the main events, it feels like Reigns generally gets the better of Seth Rollins, calls him number two. It's been a very entertaining exchange of promos between them on Monday Night Raw. What about Reigns and Rollins Sunday night? Who wins? How do you expect the match to go down, Dave?
Seth Rollins has to win. I think this is a must-win for Seth Rollins.
Clean?
I think he needs it. I think he needs that. Because even though Seth has gotten the better of Roman in the ring, Roman Reigns is a bigger star than Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns is on a different level than Seth Rollins. When I'm talking about perception, being a star, being that guy, I think this is a must-win for Seth Rollins on Sunday. I don't know how you react and what you say on Monday Night Raw after it's all said and done, if Seth Rollins loses this match to Roman Reigns on Sunday. It's a must win for Seth.
What if Roman wins him some sort of nefarious? So if Reigns wins, and I think he's going to, the thought would be he doesn't go over clean and there's something that Rollins can point to and say, I got screwed out of the, it can't be clean is what, and Rollins can't come back from that.
I think even if he gets help from the bloodline, Roman, Seth should know something like that is going to go down. He even said it in the ring in their promo this past Monday. Then that's on him. If there's an outside interference, it's on Seth Rollins. I'm telling you right now, Seth Rollins needs this victory on Sunday.
Final question. We have about 2 minutes here. Non-SummerSlam related. I actually don't know your answer to this question. What is Dave LaGreca's favorite WWE match of all time and why?
It's a match that you and I watched together. It's a different type of question. My all-time favorite match is the Terry Funk Ric Flair I Quit match. But if you're asking me specifically WWE, it's WrestleMania 25, it's Undertaker and Shawn Michaels.
It has to be the answer. It's almost like Bret Austin WrestleMania. Honestly, I'll give you a hot take. I said it after it happened. Main event, because Michaels Taker wasn't the main event of WrestleMania 25. The best wrestling match, pure wrestling match, ever in a WrestleMania main event was Reigns against Punk this year. What about that?
Wow, that is, woo! I'll say this, it's top five.
In a main, because like Bret Austin wasn't the main event?
Nope.
In a main event.
If you're going to say main event, best wrestled, I think best I would wrestled. Agree with you.
I would agree with you.
Yes. It's fantastic. It's underrated because wrestling moves so fast, Nick, that people don't have time to digest anything anymore. I think it's criminally underrated. It saved this past WrestleMania. Saved it.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for the success of Busted Open Radio. WWE Radio, Busted Open is a part of it. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, Channel 156. And if you would like to listen to SummerSlam or Raw or SmackDown, you can do so now on SiriusXM, WWE Radio, Channel 156. Dave, next time we have you on the show, we need to talk about the phone conversation you and I had after my Giants knocked out your Cowboys of the 2007 divisional round of the playoffs en route to the Giants winning Super Bowl 42. That'll be a conversation for another time.
It broke me.
Sorry.
But thank you, Nick. Dude, Nick, seriously, congratulations on all your success, man. I love you, and I love what you've been able to accomplish.
Our friend Dave LaGreca joining us here on You Better, You Bet. We will definitely have Dave back on the show to talk more WWE. The show rolls on right after this.
The wait is over. Every NFL team is now in training camp. Football is back, and so are the storylines. We'll keep you on top of it all. Happy football season, everybody. Westwood One Sports.
My Lowe's Pro Rewards members, save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time. Only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a social media manager.
Did you just post our Q4 earnings to your personal social media?
Oh yeah, used a trending audio and everything.
That's confidential financial data.
Relax, it only went a little viral.
The SEC just commented with the eyeball watching emoji.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time. Only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Trial, paid for by Sheer Science.
Back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
I really enjoyed our conversation with friend of the show, Dave LaGreca. Can't wait for SummerSlam this weekend. Think it's actually going to be really awesome. You know what else is awesome? Our friends at BetMGM. Did your home run bet come up short? Thanks to today's MLB No Sweat Home Run Token, you don't have to worry if your bet didn't clear the fences. Just activate your token when you bet on any player to hit a home run, and if that player fails to go yard, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. All right, we have some news as it concerns Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield. Now, we told you yesterday, I believe, that Baker and the team we're not going to reach agreement on a contract extension. Baker is about to play out the final year of a three-year, $100 million contract. So that news came down. Like, no new deal this season, that Baker would play out this season on the final year of his contract. Baker is addressing the media literally like right now in Tampa. Videos are starting to circulate on social media. Here are some quotes from Baker Mayfield, again, who is actually speaking at this moment right now. Our pal Greg Allman, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports. Baker Mayfield says it's, quote, very disappointing to not have a new contract. He feels, quote, disrespected, quote, undervalued, and felt that he had, quote, earned a new contract. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, says Baker Mayfield confirmed that he has addressed the team. Baker told the team that this will not be a distraction. He plans to have a huge year and believes he's in great shape. And remember, Baker was, you know, he's always been a streaky quarterback. He was really streaky last year, but also wasn't healthy for a large swath of the season. Another Baker Mayfield quote, this one per Fowler. If you've waited this long to pay your franchise quarterback, it's only going to get worse. I'm going to have a big year. So this is classic Baker Mayfield piss and vinegar. And I mean that in a complimentary way. You know, Baker is a guy who, you know, it's ridiculous to say this about Heisman Trophy winner, first overall pick of the NFL draft. He has a gigantic chip on his shoulder. And just think back to, you know, when the Bucs played the Jets last year, going up against Steve Wilkes, who was the coach of Carolina when the Panthers cut Baker Mayfield. He couldn't wait to beat Steve Wilkes. Like, he's the type of guy that holds a grudge. So if there were going to be any quarterback who was going to say in a situation like this, I'm going to have a huge year this year, and you were going to believe him and not let it be a distraction, I think Baker Mayfield would be that guy. Because he has that profile, right? He's done it in the past. He is someone that's motivated by slights. The problem, though, is that it's not just confined to Baker Mayfield. So let's say that the season's going on and Baker's having a good year, or Baker's having a bad, whatever it is. It's not just going to be Baker that has to answer questions about this. It's going to be the rest of the team. Now, perhaps the most famous and successful example of something like this was Joe Flacco prior to Super Bowl 43, when the Ravens beat the 49ers in 2012. When Flacco played out the final year of his contract, won the Super Bowl, and then got the biggest deal in the history of the National Football League afterwards, right? He bet on himself and he won. That Ravens team was coming off an appearance in the AFC Championship game where I felt like Flacco outplayed Tom Brady in that game. And remember, that was the Lee Evans drop and the Billy Cundiff miss. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers missed the playoffs last year and finished under 500. So I don't think we're headed towards a scenario where Baker's riding off into the sunset winning a championship, right? I think what's more likely is the Bucks struggle this year. Vita Vea is unhappy as well. I think you can make the case they're the most talented team in the NFC South. I'm not a huge Todd Bowles guy. I think this is probably his last year in Tampa. How is this not going to become a distraction? If the Bucks are a game under 500 in November, how does the conversation not turn to Baker Mayfield's future? And other Emeka Buka's getting asked about it. And Bucky Irving's getting asked about it. And Jalen McMillan. And Chris Godwin. And Todd Bowles. And Vita Vea, if he's still there. And the defense. I don't like the brew right now in Tampa Bay. I don't like it. One of the reasons why I won't be picking the Bucks to win the NFC South. Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. We'll be joined by Dave Wanstead, former NFL head coach. Looking forward to that. Baseball, football, college football next.
This is Westwood One Sports.
And Doug.
Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
Customize! Customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Hey, what are you doing?
I like your method. Direct. To the point. A little loud, but...
Listen, people don't buy car insurance the same way they do hot dogs.
Not yet, but both are customizable.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn!
Hey, this is a hot dog area.
And customize and save area.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Empower!
Katie got a VIP box for the postseason. She worked with Empower to help her get good at money so she can be a little bad. She planned well and was able to bring the whole family.
Who wants homemade egg salad sandwiches?
Even Beth.
Horseradish? Anyone? How about some tuna on rye?
Oh, strike three, Beth. Invest well, live a little. Start today.
Ryle, paid for by Sheer Science.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.